Hey, Perk Beis, Mishnah Beis. Amas Hamayim Sheini Yecholi Kotzer Ka'achas, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsekes. If you have a canal, that like stream of water, that a person is not able to stand in the middle of the stream of water and reach both sides of the canal in order to be able to cut the crops on either side. So he's not able to eat both sides. He could be, you know, he could stand and reach one, but if by stretching out he can't reach both of them. So Rabbi Yehuda says, this is mafsik. This body of water is mafsik. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Some learn Rabbi Yehuda, the Rav learns he's being chaylik on the previous Mishnah, which the previous Mishnah we just said that any type of stream is being mafsik, a shlulis. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it dafka has to be this way. The Rambam learns that he's just coming to explain. Either way, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah continues. V'chol ha'horam asher b'mader ye'adeirun. So any mountain that's dug with like this pickaxe, b'mader ye'adeirun. Ye'ader is this, it's called a mattock. M-A-T-T-O-C-K. There's a picture below. Any mountain that has to be dug this way because they couldn't bring the animals, the oxes and their plows on this mountain. So they used to dig with this and they used to be able to plow specifically with handheld utensils like a mattock. Afal pishen abaka yochel laver b'chelov. Even though these mountains, the ox cannot go over it with all the kalim of the ox. Hu noisin peilakol. Still, since it's continuous, and since he still is able to use it himself, and he's still able to extend his field, the Rambam says that it's lav dafka one big mountain. It just means an area. This area is that where it's inconsistent. It goes up, it goes down. There's bumps, and because of that, you can't bring, you know, your ox and plows through that strait. You have to stop and you have to get off and you have to do it with your hands. Still, since it's all one field and it's still connected and can be used, it's not mafsik.